Mike Pence backs Arizona Republican Blake Masters, one of GOP's brightest stars. By Nick Gilbertson on October 11, 2022. Phoenix, Oz, former Vice President Mike Pence voiced his support and full endorsement of Arizona Republican Blake Masters during a media gaggle ahead of a school freedom forum in Phoenix Tuesday. Pence appeared alongside Masters, Governor Doug Ducey, R. Oz, and Club for Growth President David McIntosh outside of the Hilton Phoenix Resort at the Peak. "I must tell you, it is a special privilege for me to come here to the Grand Canyon State and tell the people of this state that Arizona and America need Blake Masters in a Republican majority in the United States Senate," said Pence. "Blake Masters will secure the border. He will end the crime wave plaguing Arizona and bring down inflation and unleash American energy. Frankly, as the people of Arizona saw in that debate just earlier this week, Blake Masters is one of the brightest stars in the Republican Party in America. And he will be a leader on day one of a new Republican majority in Washington, D.C., Pence added. Pence dubbed Masters' opponent, Senator Mark Kelly, D. Oz, a rubber stamp for Joe Biden's failed agenda, who has done nothing to secure the border, stop the wave of dangerous drugs pouring into Arizona's communities, or on inflation. Pence added that he was there to give Masters his full endorsement. "Because of who he is, because of the way his opponent has failed, but also because this country's in a lot of trouble." The former vice president emphasized that Masters could be the candidate who gives Republicans a one-seat majority in the Senate, enabling them to stop the runaway spending agenda, the open borders, inflation-driving policies that have beset this country. Ducey also received praise from Pence for helping to make Arizona the first state in America to enact universal school choice. Breitbart News asked Pence about the importance of school choice in light of the teachers' unions, particularly the National Education Association's push for the Inflation Reduction Act, which President Biden signed into law in August and does not combat inflation. He noted that teachers' unions are anti-Republican and look to preserve and protect the failed policies of Biden's administration, policies that set into motion inflation at a 40-year high, have stifled American energy and caused gasoline prices at the pump to rise. "But make no mistake about it, it has been the Democrat coalition of teachers' unions that have stood at schoolhouse doors," just as Governor Ducey said, and said to the children in Arizona, "You may not come out," he added. Just like this governor, Blake Masters is going to be a champion for school choice here in Arizona and all across America, and I'm proud to support him.